Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. My friends and I are about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Do any of you know how to make hand shadows?
That depends on what you mean.
I don't know what I mean.
Me neither.
That's unusual, isn't it?
Uh-huh, but keep that to yourself.
Isn't that what I just said?
Well, if you insist, but I'd like to practice it a little first. One lemonade, if you please.
Coming right up, Detective Doyle.
Please, Whit, call me Harlow. I'm working undercover tonight.
Oh, I see. An important case, huh?
Shh. Top secret.
Oh. Then I guess you can't talk about it.
Not a word. Not a word. It's so secret that I don't even dare talk to myself about it. That's how secret it is.
But if you can't talk to yourself about it, then how do you know what the case is?
My point exactly. I don't know what the case is. That's what I'm trying to find out.
So, your case is to find out what your secret case is?
Uh-huh. But keep that to yourself.
Huh. Which, you mean the case or the secret case?
Both.
The case to find the secret case should be a secret, too?
Right.
Ooh.
But forget we talked about it. In fact, I better forget it, too. La, 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 la. Mm-hmm. Forgetting.
I'm going home, Whit. Hello, Harlow.
Detective Doyle, please. I'm on a case.
Connie, going home? What about your Bible study?
Well, I've waited for a half hour. Doesn't look like anybody's going to show.
That's unusual, isn't it?
Kinda. Though I've noticed that my students have been disappearing one by one over the past few weeks.
Wait! Did you say disappearing?
Uh-huh.
This is perfect! Cases of missing persons were my major in detective school. If anybody can find them, then I most certainly can.
I don't mean they're that kind of missing.
They're not here, are they?
No.
And you admitted you don't know where they are.
Yeah, but...
How many other kinds of missing could there possibly be? They're that kind of missing! It's an open and shut case. Hold on to my lemonade, Whit. I have work to do. Harlow Doyle, Private Eye, is on the job!
Wait a minute! Come back! What's he gonna do?
No telling. Why don't you tell me about this declining attendance, huh?
Well, there's nothing to tell, Whit. Everybody's been dropping out of my class. I get the message.
Oh, now wait a minute.
No, it's okay. I have to go home anyway.
Oh, Connie. Let's talk about it.
There's nothing to talk about, Whit. Apparently, the idea that I had some kind of gift of teaching was wrong. I'm mature enough to admit it. I'm a failure as a teacher. Hi, Detective Doyle.
I insist my clients call me Harlow.
Oh, yeah. Harlow, about that...
I'm glad we're here as alone as one can ever be in a crowded place like Wits End. You're going to have to give me a couple of clues about this case.
What kind of clues?
Like the names of the people I'm looking for. I could search all over town, but if I don't know who I'm looking for, I might find the wrong people. That gets messy.
Look, that's what I want to explain. You don't have to look for them.
Nonsense! How will I ever find them if I don't look for them?
I'm not sure my students want to be found.
Let me be the judge of that. Who's the detective around here anyway?
Harlow.
That's right. Harlow is the detective, and he thinks finding missing people is important. Ha! Whether I think so or not. Understand?
No.
Neither do I. But I thought it was worth clearing up. Now, what are the names of your missing students?
I don't think I should say.
What's wrong? Somebody blackmailing you to keep you from talking?
No, I'm just trying to imagine you going over to Courtney's house to give her the third degree about not coming to Bible study. I don't think it'll go over very well.
I got you with the oldest trick in the book.
What?
I tricked you into giving me the name of one of your missing students.
Did I? What name did I say?
You said, wait, it's on the tip of my tongue. Carrie? No, Carl. Oh, that's a Carl. It was definitely a K word. Connie? Yeah, that's the name. Wait a minute. I don't think Connie starts with a K.
doesn't. Besides, Harlow, I'm Connie.
Aha! Then I'm glad I finally found you. Boy, I could wrap this case up before dinner time.
Oh, brother.
Where? Excuse me, young lady. Are you Courtney Vincent?
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
The name's Doyle. Harlow Doyle. Private eye.
You're kidding.
No. Don't I look like a private eye?
No, I thought you were selling encyclopedias or something like that.
Of course not. It's not a bad idea. Hey, look, don't change the subject. Exactly what were you doing last night when you weren't at Connie's Bible study?
Connie's Bible study?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Bible study. Did Connie send you over?
So you admit you know Connie?
Sure I do. Everybody knows Connie.
Ooh. Well, I guess we settled that. See you around.
That's it?
Should there be more?
You just wanted to know if I knew Connie?
Well, I know that you knew Connie. What I don't know is if you knew what you didn't know about the Bible study last night.
How could I? I was doing homework.
Aha! So you skipped out on the Bible study to do homework, eh?
Isn't that what I just said?
Of course you did. That's why I heard it before. But didn't it occur to you that by staying home, you would miss the Bible study?
Well, yeah.
Just as I thought. And didn't you realize that by missing the Bible study, you would have to explain to me why you missed it?
That I didn't know.
Me neither.
Look, Mr. Doyle, something's happened to Connie's Bible study.
Oh.
It used to be fun and interesting and, well, something's changed. In fact, Giselle and I were talking about it last night.
Oh, so you were talking to Giselle last night, rather than doing your homework, rather than going to the Bible study. Boy, this case is getting more complicated all the time.
Giselle was here with me. We were studying together. And she feels the same way. The Bible study has gotten...
Yeah?
Well...
Hard to follow?
No.
Shamefully commercialized?
No.
Unwilling to conform to current thinking on economic matters?
No, it's gotten boring.
Ooh, that was my next guess.
Ask anyone in the class. They'll tell you.
And exactly which anybody should I be asking?
I don't know. You could start with Giselle.
Better yet, I'll start with Giselle. But you better hope your stories match. She's your only alibi, you know.
Connie? Oh, there you are.
Hi, Whit.
I need your help on a little project.
What kind of project?
Well, it's a sketch I've written for my Sunday school class this week. I thought maybe you and I could perform it, then lead a discussion time afterward.
You mean you want me to help you teach on Sunday morning?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so, Whit.
Now, Connie, I wrote this sketch with you in mind. And my class loves it when you come in to help.
I'm sorry, Whit. I can't.
Why not?
Because.
Well, if this is because of what happened last night,
Whit, you know I can be stubborn, but there's no point in denying the truth.
And what truth is that?
I'm just no good as a teacher.
Oh, nonsense. I've seen you teach. You're good.
You're my friend. I'd expect you to say that.
I'm your friend, and I wouldn't lie to you. Think about it, will you? You've been doing the Tuesday night Bible study for ages.
Only because nobody else would do it.
Oh, that's not true. Connie, listen to me. You can't let this one experience ruin everything for you. Let's try to find out what's been happening in your class. Maybe there are some explanations for why your students have been dropping out.
The explanation is simple. Everyone's dropped out because I'm not supposed to be a teacher.
I think you're wrong, and it's worth talking to your students to find out the real reason.
Yeah, well, maybe Harlow Doyle will come up with something.
Thanks, Mom. Hi, I'm Giselle.
Harlow Doyle, private eye.
Yeah, that's what my mom said. That's neat. So you chase crooks and foil bank robberies and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, only on my days off. But today, I'm here to talk to you about the Bible study you missed last night.
You mean Connie's Bible study?
Precisely.
You mean she hired you
to... No. The details aren't important. I'm looking for specifics. Where were you last night?
Studying with Courtney.
Aha! So you admit that you were studying with Courtney.
Yeah.
Don't you consider that a remarkable coincidence, considering that she admitted to studying with you?
No.
Well, you would if you were me, which fortunately for you, you're not. Clothes wouldn't fit anyway. So, you want to tell me why you skipped out on the Bible study,
Well, okay. I'll be honest.
All right.
Something's happened over the last few weeks, and the Bible study has gotten kind of...
Yeah. Hard to follow?
No.
Shamefully...
Wait a minute, I'm not going to go through that again.
It's just that I haven't really been learning anything there. It's as if Connie is sort of making it up as she goes along.
Making it up? You mean she's been telling you stories?
No.
Ooh.
I mean that she comes into our study, and it's like she hasn't even looked at the lesson before she got there.
So you think she needs glasses, eh?
No. I don't know what I mean.
Yeah, I've got that problem, too.
But I know the other kids are feeling the same thing.
Well, this is interesting. Very interesting indeed.
You're not going to tell her I said all this, are you?
Are you kidding? I'm not the kind of detective who blabs everything he hears, particularly since I'm not sure of a word you said. Me neither, for that matter.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hello, Courtney. How are you today?
Okay. Is Connie around?
Oh, she's out running errands for me. Anything I can do for you?
Well, I wanted to talk to her about the Bible study last night.
I know she missed you.
Was she mad?
No, not mad. Can you tell me something, though?
Sure.
Why didn't you come?
It's kind of hard to explain.
Well, give it a shot.
I've been talking to some of the other kids, and, well, we've all been kind of feeling the same thing.
And what's that?
It's like we're all losing interest in the Bible study because it seems like Connie's lost interest in it.
What? Connie loves teaching that class.
We thought so, too. But over the past few weeks, she's been coming in on Tuesday nights and she doesn't have the lesson prepared. She sort of just wings it. That's okay sometimes, but she's been doing it a lot lately.
You're saying that she isn't preparing for the class very well?
Yeah.
Well, have you or any of the other kids talked with Connie about it?
No. You know, she really wants to be a teacher, and we didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Oh, I see. Would you be willing to talk to Connie when she comes back?
You mean me? Alone?
Oh, get a couple of the other kids if you want, but I think it's time for her to understand how you feel.
Okay. I'll call Giselle and see if she'll come.
Good.
Thanks, Henry. Just put it on Witt's tab. See ya.
Psst, psst.
Huh? Detective Doyle?
Not so loud, Connie. I'm undercover.
What in the world are you wearing?
A very clever disguise. I thought if I dressed as a carpet cleaner, no one would recognize me.
Hi, Harlow.
Hi there. Oops.
Harlow, carpet cleaners don't usually wear carpet remnants sewn to their overalls.
They don't?
No.
I knew I shouldn't have listened to that salesman at the carpet store. We're having a sale, you know.
I didn't. Well, it was nice talking to you.
Does this mean you're not interested in what I found out about your case?
You mean you've really been investigating it?
Oh, of course I have. I'm a private investigator, aren't I? I have the card to prove it. Around here somewhere. Move that piece of shag rug to the left a little, would you? Watch out for the tax.
That's all right, Harlow. Look, I have to get back to Wits End. Can you walk with me?
Be easier to roll.
Then maybe we better talk later.
Never mind. I think I can waddle.
So you talked to my Bible study class?
Those who would see me. Some of their parents were rather suspicious of me and wouldn't let them come out. I don't understand it.
Were you dressed like this?
Ha! Good grief, no. I was in my plumber disguise.
I see. Well, what'd they say?
They wanted to know why I carried such a large wrench.
No, I mean about my class.
Huh? Oh, that. Well, let me see. I talked to Courtney and Giselle and Bridget and Tom Riley.
Tom Riley? But he's not in my class.
I know. But I got so lost that I wound up at his farm. Nice place, by the way.
I've been there. What'd you find out?
About what?
About my class.
What about it?
I'm confused. Weren't you talking to students in my class about why they're dropping out?
Yes. How did you know that? Have you been following me?
No.
Good thing, because then you would have heard everything and wouldn't have needed a report from me.
What report?
That your students are dropping out because they think you're boring.
What? Boring?
Maybe I should rephrase that statement.
Figured I was a bad teacher, but didn't expect to be accused of being boring.
I don't think it was an accusation. I believe they simply meant it as a point of fact.
Here we are. Will you come in and tell Whit what you just told me, please?
Well, if you insist, but I'd like to practice it a little first.
There she is. Connie?
Hi, Whit.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Giselle. Courtney.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Detective Doyle.
Students are dropping. Hi, Whit. Because they think. That doesn't sound right.
Connie, Giselle and Courtney want to talk to you.
I'm sure they do.
So go ahead, girls.
Well, we wanted to apologize for not showing up for Bible study last night.
Yeah, we should have come even though, well, you know.
Yeah, I know. Mr. Whitaker thinks we should talk about it before our next class.
Well, we don't have to do that.
We don't.
They don't?
Why not? Because, frankly, I don't care if anyone shows up for my Bible study ever again. See ya.
Connie. Wait here, girls. Connie?
That wasn't very nice.
See, I knew it was a bad idea to talk to her.
What do you think, Mr. Doyle?
Me? I think Connie's students are dropping out because they think she's boring. Wait a minute. Where's Whit? Connie? Another missing persons case. Ooh.
Oh, good, you're still here. Where's Harlow?
He said the carpet was making him itchy. He went home to change.
Did you talk to Connie, Mr. Whitaker?
No, she ran out the back door.
I guess that's that.
What's what?
The Bible study's finished, isn't it?
No, why should it be?
After what she just said, why should we go back?
Well, you should go back for the reason you went in the first place. Your commitment to studying the Word. Look, you two, this whole mess is as much your fault as it is Connie's.
Our fault?
How can it be our fault?
Because you let yourself slip away from the Bible study and the commitment you made without talking to or thinking about Connie first. How did you think she'd feel after her students just disappeared week after week? How would you feel?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
We didn't think about that.
I'm sure Connie is genuinely wounded by what happened. That may take a little patching up.
Do you think she'll still teach the class?
I don't know. I'll see what I can do.
Hello, Whit.
Harlow, where in the world have you been? Well, I haven't seen you in nearly a week.
Well, it was a very strange case.
Really?
Yes. In fact, my doctor said it was the strangest case he'd seen.
Your doctor?
Apparently, I have an allergy to carpet foam. I broke out in hives and turned as red as a very red thing. What's going on here tonight?
Connie's Bible study.
I have a vague recollection of a case involving that.
Well, most of the kids are here, but Connie isn't.
Now, there's a switch. Do you want me to find her? My rates are reasonable.
Well, that's all right. I think I know where she is.
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, Courtney?
The class is supposed to start and everybody's getting restless.
Okay, thanks. Just tell them to hold on, all right?
Yes, sir.
Harlow?
Hmm?
Would you mind watching the class while I go get Connie?
Oh, hi, Whit.
Hi, Connie. Do you have a minute?
Look, if you're here to talk about the Bible study...
I am.
Then there's nothing to say. I can take a hint. I mean... I'm sorry I got upset, but I've been thinking about it, and... Well, they all think I'm boring and I shouldn't be teaching.
And that's it, huh? You've made up your mind.
Uh-huh.
And you're determined to stay with this attitude of self-pity you've locked into.
Now, wait a minute.
No, I'm sorry. I don't have a minute to wait. There's a room full of girls back at Wits End who are waiting for their teacher.
A room full?
Yes. Frankly, Connie, I'm surprised at you. I can appreciate that you were a little hurt by your students, but I thought your commitment to your duty would win out. You've been doing that class because you thought God called you to teach. A slight hiccup in the process, and you're ready to call it quits.
But, Whit, what could be worse for a teacher than being called boring?
Being called lazy.
What?
Didn't you stop to wonder why they thought the class was boring?
Well...
Your students thought you lost interest in teaching them. Did you know that?
No.
Well, if you had returned some of my phone calls, you would have.
I'm sorry.
Well, if their description is accurate, it sounds to me like you weren't preparing for the class properly, were you?
Well, that depends on what you mean.
It means preparing for the lesson. You pick your topic, study the scripture, look at parallel scriptures, then work out creative ways to help them understand it.
Oh.
that.
Yes, that. What have you been doing?
Well, I figured since I had the gift of teaching and, you know, it was a Bible study, that I could kind of go in and sort of let the Holy Spirit, you know, talk through me.
Oh, Connie.
It happened that way in the Bible, didn't it?
Well, so did parting the Red Sea, but that doesn't mean we stop building bridges. Teaching takes time, preparation, and experience. Any less than that is a disservice to your students, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You do have a gift, Connie. I've seen it. And I'd hate to see you throw it away because of this misunderstanding. Well, what do you say? Are you going to teach the study or not?
All right. Now, if you put your fingers together like this, then you can make a swan. Pretty impressive, huh? Hold that flashlight still, will you, Giselle?
Yes, sir.
Now, do any of you know how to make hand shadows? Anyone? Anyone? Well, then it's time I told you about another one of my cases. Have I told you about the case of the washed-up watermelon?
That's all right, Detective Doyle. I'm back.
Oh. Well, class, it'll have to wait for another exciting time. Thank you, and good night.
And thank you, Detective Doyle.
You're welcome.
And thank you all for your patience. Let me hand you back now to your proper instructor. Connie?
No, don't. I don't deserve it. Look, guys, I just want to say that I'm sorry for being so, well, lazy with this class. I promise to work harder. And thank you for coming back. So, let's start our lesson. This week, it's about commitment.
Again and again, the Bible says that being faithful to our commitments is one of the marks of a true Christian. For Connie, faithfulness meant taking the time to prepare for her Bible study properly. For Connie's students, faithfulness meant staying with the Bible study even though it wasn't working out the way they thought it should. And as Whit pointed out, all their confusion and conflict could have been avoided if they had simply talked honestly with one another. So if you're thinking about dropping out of a Bible study or an activity at church, stop. Pray about it and talk to your parents or someone who can help you with your decision. Maybe you're dealing with a question of faithfulness and don't even realize it. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Case of the Delinquent Disciples was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.